What's happening, everyone? My name's Matt and I am SecureD, and my voice is absolutely cooked because I've spent the last hour laughing with Frank and Paul recording our latest podcast. It went absolutely off the rails, and if my voice is anything to go by, I think you're going to laugh just as much as we did. Frank is Pira off the old Sneaker Freaker forums, if you remember, so it was really fun having three of us talk sneakers tonight. We went totally off the rails. There was New Japan talk, UFC talk, NBA talk, and in between there, a whole bunch of sneaker stuff as well. So thank you to everyone who sent through questions off my Instagram feed this week. I put up a post yesterday asking for topics. We used three or four of those today. I had a couple more listed, but we just didn't get to them because of all the banter. So thank you very much for sending it through. Remember, if you do have questions, use the hashtag SecureD podcast or follow me at SecureD on Instagram. And a night or two before we record podcast, I'll put out another request for questions. So I hope you guys enjoy the new podcast. I hope you enjoy having an extra guest on. It was a lot of fun for us recording it, and I'm going to go drink a tea. Cheers.
The mic. That'll be fine.
Easy. So there's no proper format. We just sort of kick it off. So.
Well, this is, this is my, I've never podcasted before. So.
I always find the best podcasts are just conversations. I hate when it's too scripted, and Paul always tries to screw me over by insinuating I do inappropriate things or make dirty jokes or talks about shit that we shouldn't be talking about.
Basically what I do every day.
Every podcast. Yeah, and if Paul's like friendly on a podcast, I get more commentary on that. They're like, oh, Paul was friendly today.
What's wrong with you?
Frank was asking how many people actually download this.
I think like in the first week, we usually get about 3,500 downloads per episode, cool. And then it just trickles on. The problem is like I'm pretty slack at it. And then I've got like all these podcasts I'm supposed to do with other people that I just haven't organized.
Wait, the other podcasts, how many people actually download that I'm not on?
Well, the biggest three or four, you haven't been on the biggest three or four podcasts, I'll give you that. So, before, like when I was doing it fortnightly, it had like really good momentum. So we started to get like really good viewership, whatever you call it. But now it's like once a month. It's a bit less.
Oh, that Kakasu dude one was like...
One of my favorite ones ever was this one I did with Anthony Costa. And it was all about sneakers in wrestling. It was the most niche of niche thing in the world. All we did was talk about like Stone Cold and Shane McMahon.
If you want to talk about wrestling... Paul's a lightweight. I'm your man. Definitely.
We should do a re-up, but there's an episode.
You could do a whole podcast just on the Bella Twins if you really want to.
Dan makes all their shoes, the lucky fucker. I think he must have picked up a deal with them.
Who does all the wrestlers. Yeah.
Or Mosh. Yeah, he's picked them up.
How the fuck do you pronounce his name?
Mosh. It's Mosh, I think. But I always say Mache in Australia. That reads Mache. Yeah. But it's Mosh. I always say him.
Right.
Oh, so that's actually his surname. I thought it was just like something, an
abbreviation of it. Yeah. Oh, but he's one of the guys that was around when I started painting on the Soul Collector forums and he was, him and I were like, him, myself, Emmanuel Aber, Jester. There was a few of us that like still all paint. But
he's faded. Like I haven't seen him.
Killing it. Like he's still everywhere. I think the thing is like, I get the perception that people are faded now too, but it's just because Instagram's hiding them from my... Instagram's hiding them from me too. Like, I don't see... I see the same shit from the same 50 people. I've got like 800 people I'm following.
Yeah.
I'll go on their page because I'm like, I haven't seen them for ages. I'm like, fuck, they're killing it. And then same thing's probably happening with Dan. You don't like two or three posts in a row. Next minute, he's gone off your feet.
I just get talking huskies.
I get cacti and
succulents.
Yeah, I do.
Hashtag succulent.
See my backyard. Yeah,
you posted that random cactus the other day.
I'm down with succulents.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, I got like 40 on in my backyard. I just like it's my thing. I like them. They just look so like archaic.
So how do you take weeds out between those fucking things?
Just with we just remove weeds. It's easy.
Yeah, but between the cactus
with your hands.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, look at my hands. Look, I got cuts on my wrist and like elbow from it, but like it's fine, man. I think they look cool.
We're not recording, are we?
Yeah, I just start.
Oh,
I just
told shit.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone.
So obviously, Paul's here today, and we've got Frank Pira from the old Sneaker Freaker days just to try and switch it up and try and mute out some of Paul's swearing.
He wanted to come. He brought his own mic and everything.
I gotta say, the most well-prepared guest I've ever had.
Someone's overcompensating.
Being a filmmaker, I have a microphone.
Yes, that's great. Just what
happened. Yeah, I thought he was just gonna bring one of those lapel things that you had. No. And he comes out with his stand. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
It's exceptional.
Yeah, I'm not compensating.
The first podcast I ever did, I tried to use a snowball mic and just screwed it and gave up and went straight to lapels after that. But Paulie, I feel like every time we do this, you've just got back from overseas. We make that joke every freaking episode. Yeah, and now you just got back from Europe. Yeah. So what was it like, dude? How was the holiday?
It was all right. It was expensive. But I bet. Yeah. So I'm back and then
next expensive because the trip was expensive or because of that one baller ass thing I know you bought?
It was expensive because of that. Like we went to France to buy that for my wife.
So, oh, true.
Yeah.
Well, how old is it?
It's about 100.
Holy crap.
Yeah. That's what I'm telling the tax department.
I didn't even know it. See, he says you bought something expensive, and I'm like...
The trunk, remember? You went...
I thought you were talking about the Merkin Birkin.
Oh, yeah, that too, yeah.
Wasn't that more expensive than the trunk?
No, it's cheaper than trunk. The watch? It's just more. No, I bought I bought my wife a Birkin.
The Sex and the City... No, hang on.
Like, you know, the Hermes, like the Daytona of fucking
Hermes. Jesus Christ, Paul.
Yeah, just one.
People are going to start listening to this and go, Matt is so broke and Paul is killing. Matt's always like, I haven't cop new shoes this month. Can't really afford them. Yeah. Paul's like, fuck it. I bought a vintage Louis trunk.
Matt has a job while Paul's unemployed.
I bought my wife a $200 Billingham. So almost. We're almost there.
You aren't married, sir.
We're spiritually married. Get with the new age, Paul.
Yeah,
we're open
works.
Relationship and married.
Whatever makes you happy.
That's what we do.
So how was the trip otherwise? Like you, France, right?
Yeah, I drove around France and then I spent like 2 weeks in Paris.
Yeah, so
I went to France and Spain and then 2 weeks in Paris.
Jesus. Yeah. So you've come back much poorer.
Yeah.
But killer trip by the looks of it, from what I saw.
Yeah, and then next week I go to Japan.
I was going to do that. I was leading into that. I'm like,
no, I wanted to get in there first so you can't stab it.
I was literally about to say, so keep it at low key for a little bit more. Like, no, fuck it, I'm going back to Japan for 2 weeks.
Fuck 2018.
No, like, I didn't have anything to do. And I was like, I might as well go to Japan.
I don't have anything to do. And I paint shoes because I'm poor. I'm like YOLO out to like my favorite country.
Life is short. I'm 38. I got...
You got a little one now? Just getting them ready, like used to planes.
Yeah.
If you see the Spalding bait basketball.
Oh, yeah. I've got somebody going over there to try and get me the jersey. Do you want the basketball? I'll try and get the basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, no one can hear that. Which is very...
That's like, right. I didn't hear it either.
Yeah, this is what happens when you're not doing like a YouTube live stream as well. You cannot read my lips. But if there was Charlotte Hornets gear, I would be all out, like down again.
It's Lakers, right?
Well, there's Lakers, Spurs. I think there's like 6 teams.
Right, so I just saw Snoop.
There. Everyone sees Snoop. It's the promo shot. But the ball, the green camo ball is sick.
Right.
And I would put it somewhere in the cases.
Although I did see the price for the jersey the other day. It's like... Fucking $500.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, that better... Can it be an authentic jersey? You know how Mitchell and Ness make the authentic version?
Yeah.
How do you have an authentic Bape version?
Yeah, I have no idea. Mm. And it says Bape on the back too. It doesn't have like a player name, I don't think. It says Bape. Like, so...
I guess so. Because then who'd be on the back of the Lakers jersey?
LeBron.
And who'd be on the back of the Cavs jersey?
Nobody. I don't think there is a Cavs jersey anymore. If there was, they're all like in Zimbabwe.
They're releasing the Cavs jersey and all the comments underneath was like, 1 year too late, babe.
Oh, they actually are doing a Cavs jersey.
Yeah,
out the LeBron.
Yeah, yeah. LeBron was it now? Like Kevin Love, I guess. Yeah.
Do you think LeBron will get his own statue one day?
Yeah, why wouldn't he?
For sure.
It's just they're going to have to put it out in front of 3 different stadiums.
Just chop it in 3.
I don't reckon Miami's ever going to like give him his due.
No, Wade will get it at Miami.
Yeah. What would Wade's statue pose be? Just him off on the floor?
The normal wings where like LeBron was doing the dunk.
But then they need one of LeBron in the back doing the dunk.
Yeah, or just holding his MVP trophy. I don't know, like whatever works. I think so. For me, it was like that collab's awesome, but I just don't know how wearable it is. Like, I feel like in America, if you wear a jersey, you're a frat boy douche.
Right.
Like, that's the impression I get as an Australian. That's what my American friends tell me. Here, if you wear a basketball jersey, you better bloody play
you're
basketball.
You're going to the basketball.
Yeah. It's not like something you can rock every day. So I think like the t-shirts and shit. But I gotta say, this collab for Bape is a shitload better than all the footwear they've been producing over the last year or two, because there has been some
You're
shit.
You're just angry because you work for Converse and they do Bape's the Converse.
Like, yeah, they do rip that off. Yeah. Well, to be fair, they rip off Air Force Ones. They rip off everything.
But how legit is Bape since Nigo's left?
Yeah.
Really?
I know.
I mean, I don't know who would buy all that Bape stuff since Dingo left.
There's a bunch of Chinese kids.
That's pretty cool.
I do have a Bape clock on the wall.
There's a bunch of Chinese mainlanders crying right now. Yeah.
I gotta say,
we'll make them cry. That's it. That's what this podcast
since
is.
Since Nigo left, I will say though, they brought back a whole bunch of their vintage shit, like the vintage prints and color and like stuff. Which, and like, that's what I like. I just have like black, like long sleeve Bape tees with a white Bape head on it. Like, I don't need the full on crazy shark hoodies.
Yeah, yeah.
But that sort of stuff I still like. So,
and they keep expanding from the shark hoodie thing to another. Got shark hoodie. They got tiger hoodies, panda hoodies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did want the Jurassic Park collab. I did hit up a friend of mine to try and get that, but I missed out.
Are you getting the bear brick?
I was there when that got released.
But I don't like to ask you for things, Paul. We've established this on a number of podcasts. Every time this happens, it's like, he's like, no, I was in Japan when that came out. I'm like, yeah, and every time you hear, you show me the lineups from like shit in Japan and it's a kilometer long. I'm not doing that to you on holiday.
No. We just get, like, someone I know in Japan hires like mainlanders and they
to go line up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, maybe next time. Yeah. Well, we've officially gone 10 minutes without opening one topic yet. So the first thing I wanted to bring up today, Paul, because I think you know how I feel about it, is the new Supreme Air Max 95. Did you see it today? It went online today for the first time.
It's the Air Max 95 Lux. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. That's the kind of specificity that I do enjoy.
Is it just because it's got better leather? Like,
yeah, it will be. It will be. Yeah. It's like Air Force One Lux. It's like, no, that's just full grain leather. That used to be just an Air Force One.
Is there a ream on the other side? Is it just SUP on both sides?
You know, it says SUP on one side and then it has a tiny red box logo on the other side.
But on both shoes, it says SUP only?
I've only seen images of the lateral of the left shoe, so...
Yeah.
It just seems
lazy. Why not just... And why would you want SUP on the medial side? Shouldn't you want it on the lateral side?
Man.
But does Supreme have to try?
Yeah, that's exactly my point.
They don't have to try at all.
And that's almost ironically the point, is that like all these sneaker influencers now that I see on Instagram that have fucking 250,000 followers, every second day are posting the entire Supreme catalogue, cop or drop, rate, and it's like, that's how these guys get their free gear.
But I mean... Irony is what Supreme was originally based on, like, and kind of, so making a shit shoe is kind of more in standing with what Supreme actually was / is.
Yeah, probably. I have the book, there it is over there. I think that's the only thing Supreme that I own.
I've got that and the little baseball bat, but I did something naughty with the little baseball bat, so I'm not allowed to sell it. It's a story for another time.
Yeah,
Rewind.
On Paul's goddamn face.
No, you can't say I did something naughty with a little baseball bat. And you didn't say to someone else. You just said
Look, I'm not shy, but it wasn't to me.
Oh,
but God bless that bat.
Oh my God.
I'm never touching that bat.
I there's so many things I want to say that my
friend. It's like my He-Man sword.
Yeah, oh my God. Moving on! But yeah, I just think I couldn't give two shits about a Supreme
collab. Do you ever make anyone smell your bat?
Oh,
there was a condom on it.
But yeah, I just couldn't care less about their collab. They're just so lazy. I think the best lazy collab would actually be a chuck. We make red chucks, white chucks and black chucks. It's the most simple Supreme thing ever. All you have to do is chuck a SUP on that and there's the most Supreme shoe ever.
Yeah. When I was in Paris, they had the Supreme stepladder and I was thinking about buying it for resale, but it was like $700. Like,
they did a canoe as well. Yeah. Like, they did
that
so
little
much...
bike, that little like dirt bike thing.
But I like all that stuff. I've got a crowbar, I've got the hammer.
I low key actually wanted the chopsticks, they were like relatively affordable. And I would love the idea of sitting in my house and eating $3 frozen dumplings with a Supreme chopstick.
I like the bowl, the Chinese bowl, because it's a takeaway Chinese place, dirty suburban.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
That kind of stuff I actually quite like, but I don't know
anything. I kind of want the brick.
Yeah, so we've joked that my mate's building a house at the moment, and we've all joked that, like, our housewarming present, we're going to chip in and buy him the Supreme brick so we can put it in the house.
But what's the brick, like, $400?
But the other problem with the brick is the branding is on the side that would be in the wall. So it's like, if you don't even know it's a Supreme brick, like, once it's in the wall.
Put it in your floor or something.
Yeah, so, like, if it was actually lateral, like, if it was actually stamped on the outside.
And you don't actually know how good the brick is.
Oh, yeah, there's another major problem. It's made out of newspaper, and it's just dyed red.
At least get the ceramic glazing, like, speckled crap going through it. Nothing.
It's nothing.
It's just the cheapest brick possible.
Mm. Well, so, and that sort of, we'll wrap it up there. I just don't care. I just saw it and I was like, oh, maybe Paul might like it so I can rip into him. But no. So the Off-White 70s dropped last week. You got a pair. Wonder how that happened. Since, like, in the last 7 days, there's been, if you include the 97, which I think is in pending release very shortly, at least in the, like, 2 week period, there's 4 Off-White shoes coming out. The Vault Air Force One got released or peaked images today. Like, not released. Like,
there's a Vault Air Force One?
Yeah, there's a... I thought of you. It's a Vault Off-White Air Force One. It's the most Paul thing I've ever seen. This is the part of the podcast where Paul pulls his phone out because he clearly didn't get the fucking rundown list of questions. But do you reckon... We've talked about this before, but...
Air Force One.
It's literally getting to the point where there's just going to be too many Off-White cars. Like, there's just too many, right? Like 4 in, like, 5 weeks. Well, the thing is, now they're actually being sold in his stores as well. And he's got, like, 18 stores globally or something, which is pretty crazy.
Holy shit, if that thing glows in the dark...
Oh, Paul, if that glows in the dark, someone's going to have to strap you down. It's like, you just...
I'm going to have to stab somebody.
But, yeah, what do you think, Paul? I think there's just... It's getting to a point where I feel like Nike are doing this thing at the moment where... They're like, we'll oversupply, so everyone who actually wants one can get one.
Right.
Which I get.
I feel like they're going through the Adidas model of making shoes, where they made it limited at the start, and now it's the Oprah run, where everybody can get
a shoe.
I mean, how do you think Off-White's popularity compares to Yeezy? Like, is that going to be the same model? Like, can keep the consistency? Because Yeezys are still selling. And still selling strong, even though those white ones or whatever they were that just came out.
You know how you can tell Yeezys are popular?
They didn't sell out.
Yeah, there's the last two. The butter didn't sell anyway.
The white one was because...
The white one went, didn't
there was like a gazillion of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you know it's still popular because he's still selling out. And he's saying outlandish shit. And everyone's hating on him. Still selling shit. Out.
Yeah, fuck that guy, man. But yeah, I think they're slightly different, but the model's getting to be the same. Where, like, yeah, the volume, it's getting the same.
Off-White seems to go in that direction. Do you think they have the same staying power?
Yeah,
as at Yeezy.
I think so, because I will say, if he was to continue to redesign the footwear that he's doing, like he did in the 10, which I think was pretty amazing. As much as I don't like the 10 that much, when we've been on record about that before. Like, I think from, like, giving him the freedom to do that as a brand is something Nike rarely ever do. So for him to actually get that catalogue of footwear and get that much freedom, I think is actually pretty amazing. But I heard Adidas, I don't have, like, much insider information on Adidas, but I hear they're releasing a whole bunch of 350s again.
Right.
Yeah, right? So, like, a whole bunch of them are coming out again. And it's like, well, you wonder, like, is it because Boost and stuff's come off, they need to make up some of that market deficit? Are they actually going to live up to that Kanye, everybody gets a pair of Yeezys mantra where, like, hey, you can walk into Up There after 2 weeks and there's still Zebra 350s on the wall?
No, you can't.
No.
No, because Adidas have that mandate thing that it has to sell out on the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then, so if there's excess stock, it gets yanked.
It gets taken back.
You can't leave it.
Right. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, well then, no, you can't. But but I guess maybe they could sell 400 or 500 pairs a door a day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how you get your pairs.
But I guess, I mean, looking at the Yeezy lines, like, the aesthetic on the different shoes does have a kind of different look between them.
Mm-hmm.
But Off-White is really a single look.
Yeah.
Like, do you think it's Off-White are gonna... Like, to have longevity, they're gonna have to have a different aesthetic at some point.
This is what he's gonna do with the Off-White thing. He's going to push it as far as he can. Yeah. He's going to release a gazillion colorways.
Yeah.
And when everyone goes, fuck it, I'm not into Off-White anymore, he's going to go, look, a Bred Jordan Off-White.
Yeah.
Everybody. And then everybody's going to be back on that wagon.
No. What he's going to do is, it's a Bred Jordan Louis crossover
Off-White
shoe.
Dude.
Isn't he the creative director of Louis now, right?
No, he's the creative director of Louis Vuitton menswear.
Right. Okay, yeah. So here's my thing, right? That's going to be a pretty massive job.
Oh, God.
So you already see his apparel, in my opinion at least, lacking a bit of creativity and variety over the last season or two. Yeah, but you're assuming
that he's even picking these colours.
No, that was about to be my point. I don't think he's really got to be that involved. I hear he's got to collab with...
non-Louis stuff, right?
Yeah, his actual like off-white stuff. I hear as much as a sunglasses hut getting done, a collaboration getting done with...
But no, he's not sitting at a table drawing on this shit. If you watch all the videos and stuff about him, he's got like a team.
Exactly.
And they've got all this... They draw and they stick them all on the wall and he walks by and goes, that one. That one.
The Rihanna model of selling big footwear.
That one.
Yeah.
Does like Rihanna's shoes still sell? The Puma, whatever.
Those thick ones.
The one that...
Fenty's?
Yeah, the Fenty's.
Not like they did. I mean, that was like crack for 6 months. Like, that thing paid everybody's bills for a long time.
They just
have
like caramello buttercup things.
Yeah, I think her focus has shifted to her makeup products, where I'm assuming she gets a giant chop out because it's her range. So I think the promotion of that, she leveraged the success of the Puma range into that. Into
Isn't she engaged to the guy who like founded Snapchat or some shit like that?
I have no idea.
That's what her sole focus should be. Marrying the dude that created Snapchat or some shit.
There's like
she seems to be doing okay on her own.
No. Like, you can be okay, and then you can be fucking rich.
Yeah,
and
but,
you can
yeah,
be Louis
but,
Vuitton
yeah.
trunk rich.
Yeah, shit. But you could have also been, like, Snapchat actually sold to Instagram rich, too, because their share price has plummeted ever since Instagram went and put fucking Snapchat
filters
basically in their program.
Yeah, killed it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know... Young kids still use Snapchat, but shit, I deleted the app off my phone probably two months ago.
No, he sold it.
He actually sold it.
Yeah, that's why they've got the filter and thing. He sold it ages ago. He sold it to Facebook, I think.
No, he turned that down.
I think Snapchat's still...
He turned it down, Paul. I'm pretty sure he turned Facebook
Instagram,
down.
Facebook bought Instagram.
Yes.
Facebook. That's when they got the algorithm.
Yes.
That everyone loves.
Oh, so good.
So much.
Yeah, I like the fact that,
you know...
I don't have anything in chronological order and it's just all over the fucking place.
And then I get the same fucking 10 people's pictures and nobody else's.
Yeah. That's right.
And one of them's Paul.
So moving on, I had this question. I sent it to you. I don't know if you had any time to think about it, but I had Chris who listens to the podcast. I put a thing on my Instagram last night about suggesting some questions, and one of the things I got asked was why I haven't done any Star Wars customs, considering I've done like 500 pairs of shoes.
Right.
It is probably a bit surprising since I've done the nerdiest of nerdy. I mean, I've done a Tatsu Nuts No Tatsu, like Chuck Taylor, like, you know. Right. So it's a massive chink in my nerd armor. I'm not a big fan of Star Wars. I think I was like a little too young for the like second lot of three films. I was a little too young for the first three. I was too old for the second three. I just don't care.
Too old for Jar Jar.
Yeah.
Chris, he's lying. Don't fuck with the mouse. That's why.
I clearly do because I make a lot of Marvel shoes.
He did the Marvel.
Layered everything now.
Marvel before Disney bought it, but now they don't fuck with the mouse no more.
I actually got a cease and desist from Marvel. See? I don't know if I
really?
Did. If it was actually... came as a letter, I would have printed it out and put it on the wall, but they sent me an email over some Iron Man.
He's lying, it was a goon. It was a guy that dressed up like Captain America, came to the house.
You know how awesome that would have been? I would have live streamed that.
You open the door, you're like, Steve?
But like, I don't know, I just haven't really got a commission for them. But instead of asking you what your favorite Star Wars shoes were, but I thought maybe a fun question would be like, what would make an awesome Star Wars shoe? And I was thinking, like, the obvious one for me is I like hairy suede on a sneaker, so you could have a brown hairy suede chewy
Ewoks.
Shoe. Ewoks. Ewoks as well. Super easy.
They already did it, the Jedi SB.
Yeah, but was it officially?
No,
it wasn't. Exactly, because that's what SBs do, yeah.
No.
And then one thing I did like that Adidas did was they coloured the lace tips so it kind of looked like lightsabers. I thought that was cool.
I remember a lot of people kind of digging those Yoda boat Adidas ones.
Yeah.
I've got the Klot Hoth Adidas ones, and it's got like fur on the inside, and it's like, it looks like his Hoth uniform. Well, you wouldn't know because you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I'm just being polite. I'm nodding. I'm like,
Empire Strikes Back in Part 2 when he's like,
the snowy bits.
I'm not good at this. This is a game I can't play. That's why I'm like, I'll ask Paul because I don't know. But yeah, I just like, so my obvious thing is like go to the most iconic people ever and try and like frame up a shoe that would be good for them. I think Stormtroopers are too hard because white shoes are just white shoes.
Yeah.
I think like Boba Fett would be awesome, but I think I've tried, didn't Addy do a Boba shoe and it looked pretty weak.
Yeah. Addy did a Luke Skywalker X-Wing fighter uniform.
And see, it's orange and white.
Right.
And it's dope. It looks cool.
Yeah.
Boba Fett doesn't have the right colours.
Like yeah.
Green and brown and red.
Doesn't work yeah. too good.
But have you seen the trailer for the TV show with fucking...
There's about no trailer. Race?
Of course I haven't.
The Mandalorian
trailer? I thought it was a teaser trailer. Or was no, that just a tripping?
Photo?
Yeah.
Nope, nope.
Nope, nope. God.
The only trailers I've been watching at the moment... this is going to go bad. This podcast is going to go very bad if we continue down the film path. Because right. we could almost just do a film podcast. But
I'm seen Venom. Wow.
I am not seeing
Have
Venom.
Have I seen what?
I'm not seeing Venom, Paul.
Oh, okay. Venom, no.
No, I'm not seeing Venom. No. Couldn't care less. Tom Hardy doing another dumb voice. Don't care. CGI looks terrible and it's PG. Wait, get out of my life.
Is Venom's voice Tom Hardy?
No.
It's no, not, no, but he's doing like a really
he's
weird
doing a
voice.
Weird like Brooklyn-y.
Yeah, not into
something
it.
Or Boston
I'm going to see First Man this weekend.
Yeah,
with my girlfriend, and then I am going.
Too bad for all the singing in it.
What? First Man?
Yeah,
it's not fucking La La Land.
Who? What? Yeah, it's all singing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No.
When he gets on the moon, he sings that fucking Bowie song. Everything. It's all about singing. It just sings all
it's
the way
all
through.
About singing.
It's all about singing.
Yeah,
it's not a musical.
Yeah,
I thought it was all about the moon too.
No, no.
All I heard, the only thing I know
Proof's
about
in
it,
the pudding.
And besides it's amazing, is that Americans are angry that they didn't put the
flag
in the moon.
Right.
Yeah.
How mad would they have been if he...
Sorry?
Who's the director?
Damien Chazelle.
Chazelle, yeah. Holy shit, is it actually singing, Paul?
It's all singing.
Oh, get out of here. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Are you fucking with me?
No, when he gets
you have a I'm fucking with Matt
space,
on my face.
He's like Earth to Uncle Tom and like a whole thing. It goes
no.
No, I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, you fuck. I always
how fuck. Good would it have been? He's watching
if this was a musical, I'm pretty bloody sure I would have known. Oh, no, that I'm looking forward to. But there ain't a lot at the moment. The Glass. I'll go see Glass.
Can I just say, I'm watching this thing on your TV. It's the most depressing thing ever. Is this all this ambulance shit? This old lady's fallen over. Her husband's just sitting in the chair.
He's just chilling.
And he's too old to pick her up. And she's like, I'm falling over. And my husband can't help me up. This is like the savage thing I've ever seen.
What you got to
maybe
look forward to.
Maybe she broke her hip or, I don't know. Maybe she just needs a Louis trunk and she'll just pop right back up.
you got to turn the thing on the side first.
Guys, it's alleged. Allegedly, I have a Louis.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen pictures of her or anything.
Exactly.
Allegedly, it got delivered to your neighbor and you shit your pants.
No, he left it in front of my house.
He calls me, he's like, can you pick up a box? He's like, what the fuck, pick up a box?
No, I need you to help me get the box into the house.
Yeah, but who, who understands what that, can you help me get a box? That's legit what you said. Like, what does that, are you, like, cheating on your wife, get a box? Like, what are you talking about?
It's the size of a coffin.
You know what? Nobody asked. If you said, pick up a box, I'd be like, all right, cool, where?
This, I'm not the fucking transporter. I'm not Jason Statham, mate.
There's no questions. Where?
Don't look in the book. That's the only rule.
You're the Riddler now.
Another one that came up, Paul, was the Travis Scott backwards swoosh.
That's
Jordan
done.
One.
Oh,
so Avery shouted that question out, but... Yeah, so I saw an article the other day about shattered backboards that had a backward swoosh that some idiot was trying to sell for $42,000 as a factory second.
Yeah.
That just made me go, one, there's a fucking idiot in the world. And two, maybe two fucking idiots if someone pays for it. This, I'm like, they've been just going too far now. Like,
yeah,
I don't get a backward swoosh.
They sold it.
Did they actually sell it for $42,000?
They've sold, I don't remember how much, but in the round, PAQ or something.
The pack
thing. The dudes were in LA and the guy ran out to take a photo of it because they were doing some challenge and the guy said he sold it.
Oh my God. Fuck man, there's people with too much money.
Look, well, yeah.
Yeah, what about the guy that bought the fucking bread fragment fake sample thing?
Oh, yeah. Right. I saw that on, was it Sneaker News? Sneaker Files, one of the two. I just don't get it. But this, the backward swoosh thing, I looked at it and I even like mocked it up myself on the computer. I was like, yeah, that's going to look dumb. I just don't know how that's going
to
work.
But is there any point? Is he actually saying there's a point to that design? Or
I hope so. Otherwise, it's just whatever.
It's just a random idea.
Yeah. I don't know.
Might as well wear the shoe on your head. What's the difference?
I like the Cactus Jack branding because it reminds me of Mick Foley.
Mick Foley, yeah.
And that's like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I quite enjoy that.
Yeah.
I thought it was a Mick Foley shoe, and then I was like, oh, it's Travis
Scott.
Dude, you could do a pretty
sweet
custom.
Holy
on
shit,
Cactus
that would
Jack.
Be the sickest series. You could have a Mankind, you could have a Cactus Jack, You could have a whole series.
Chainsaw Charlie.
Oh my god, that would be sick. That's a great series of shoes. I've actually never made a wrestling shoe, which blows me away. Really? I wanted to make an Ultimate Warrior shoe for so long.
You need to make a Hiroshi Tanahashi shoe.
Yeah, it'd be sick.
That would be fun. Because you've got
heaps
to work with.
Fuck
with
Tanahashi. All these,
like, oh, here we go.
That's right, set.
Sitting there in your Bullet Club t-shirt, looking all proud of yourself. Have you watched it recently? Any of it? Oh, man.
The New Japan stuff.
Oh, New Japan's great at the moment.
I'm all about the New Japan.
And I love what Jericho's doing at the moment as well. I think he's just...
Really?
I love it.
The clown face?
Not so much the clown face, but more just the fact that he's just popping up at events all over the world. Like, he's kind of making it all about himself. And these programs are letting him, which is genius for ratings.
New Japan is just kicking ass, like, by doing that. I remember last year when he showed up at... Where was it? When he showed up the first time, like, at King of Pro Wrestling or whatever it was. I had already booked tickets for Wrestle Kingdom.
Oh, wow.
And he showed up on the screen, and Jericho was my favorite when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even listen to what he was saying. I was crying. I was just like, oh, I don't know what's happening, but I can't.
He messages me, he goes, Jericho's going to be at Wrestle Kingdom. And I wrote back, he's fat and old.
And had a 5-star match.
Yeah.
That was a kick-ass match.
I got to say, I still remember to this day, as a kid, I used to watch Raw. To be honest, I probably watched Raw when I was freelancing every week as well. But like, as a kid, particularly... The draw out to get like Y2J out.
That's gonna be the
number
millennium.
One. That's gonna be the number one like draw out.
It's easily the best debut
ever.
Best debut ever for sure.
Yeah.
And him having the top
the top bun,
going down. And it being against The Rock.
Yeah, like, that's right.
And him actually holding his own on the mic against The Rock and him being like a 20 whatever he was, 8-year old.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah,
like,
yeah. And he opened with Raw as Jericho, right?
Yeah.
That was his first line as well. Like genius.
Shiny jacket.
Yeah. That's right. It was before the glittered jacket, jacket. That's
and then
right.
they buried him for 6 months, which they like to do straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
And they gave him that assistant.
Earlier this year, I was in Tokyo and I was watching the Super Junior match, and they did a promo for his upcoming fight with Naito. And he was swearing the whole time, and I was like...
Yeah, he's gone off screen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Japanese people understand what's going on?
No, they don't give a shit, but they love it.
They're used to, like, all the New Japan wrestlers swear their asses off.
Yeah.
So they know the swear words and they
it's amazing that like New Japan like I mean anyone who is that interesting that knows New Japan knows like the quality of New Japan
it's
but like
just...
the amount of talent that has been pilfered out of that organization in the last 5 years
still...
and they still have these guys
cannot stop like I actually can't wait for the Elite to leave because they have such a strong mid card ready to move up even just Naito himself. And Okada, of course.
Yeah.
But just that mid-card is unbelievable. Like Sanada.
Yeah.
Evil, all those
I like
guys.
The WWE keeps pilfering and then making them bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nakamura was like my favorite.
I did like his heel turn, though. I think, like, the thing about Shinsuke is, like, you know he'll embrace the heel turn. He'll do it properly. But...
Oh, definitely.
I don't like the nut punch.
I know.
It's just nut punching.
It's very 90s, isn't it?
It's like... so bad. For a man... So, if you look at his, like, even his entrances in New Japan...
Yeah.
He was like that weird, whatever you want to call it, but he still had this air of like, would kick your ass, tough guy. But then going into WWE, them kind of stripping his personality back to the kind of branding elements, he just lost that edge. Like when you see him come out at that Wrestle Kingdom and he's wearing the crown and the cape, you're like, fucking this guy's sick. And now you see him come out and you're like,
I think the other thing is too,
when just a dick.
When you transition out of New Japan into WWE, you go up against monsters as well. Like these aren't regular sized guys that are freak athletes with incredible skills. Half the guys you go up against are 6'9" and built like a brick shit house. You put Shinsuke,
still the land of the giants.
Yeah, you put Shinsuke up against that,
I mean,
you're
not,
like, yeah, I know he's not
he's
small.
He's like 6'1" or something.
Yeah.
So he's not too bad. But then you've got AJ Nakamura, which was the match of the year from the year before, guaranteed.
Yeah.
And then they made him go up against each other 5 times in a row. And each match sucked.
Yep.
Like, each match, you know, 2.5 stars at best.
I like to think Vince McMahon just, like, gets him over and goes, what's his stick? No. Shinsuke Nakamura? He just likes to dance and punches people in the nuts.
And so he no
speaking
English.
This is like that gold, was it like Gold Dust heel turn where he's like, they want me to come out like this? Remember he came out like this?
He did that a few times.
You know what's wrong with AJ Styles? I can't get behind. He looks like a country music singer.
He looks like he's from Nashville.
Yeah. It's because he's got that pretty hair.
He is Midwest.
That's
him, man. He's a red freaking net.
I watched it the other day for the first time for ages and I was like, they've got Dolph backing Strowman. I'm like, I'm checking out on that. Nope, not buying in. Like, no dice.
Dolph Ziggler's a great example of a really good worker, a really good person on the mic, and someone they just, like, they've got 5 stars in the ring, 5 stars out of the ring, can't use him.
Just killed him, mid-card murder. We've talked about this before. I think, like, up until when I, like, stopped watching, I thought he was basically the best performer in the organization. The way he can take a bump and sell everything. Yeah.
Imagine him in New Japan.
Oh my God, it'd be unbelievable.
Give me those, like those kind of real talent mid-card guys in WWE should
just go over. Yeah.
Like Neville has popped up in Japan. He's at Dragon Gate at the moment.
Yeah.
Because he has a history with them, but wait till he comes to New Japan.
I just like to think all the Tongans and the Islanders in New Japan, they leave and they go WWE and they're amazing. They just suck.
Yeah.
In New Japan. Like, oh, comparatively. Yeah.
So we've gone super off script, which is always what happens. But I guess another question I had was, well, we pretty much addressed it anyway, was from my mate B, and his question is basically like, do we think we got to the point where there's just too many releases each month? And I think, like, the reason this keeps coming up is, like, it's just, like, there's midweek drops now because Saturdays and Sundays are so ramped. Like, there's Tuesday drops, Thursday drops. Like, it's getting to the point where, like, Addy, Nike, and then I got to say, like, I'm biased, but, like, Converse, we have had a shitload of killer drops recently. You've got Reebok doing collabs every other week. You got Puma banging them out.
Yeah.
Then it's impossible to keep track of. I thought 2 or 3 years ago that we might have got to the point where there was too many collabs. And then you actually go into like a Hype DC or a Platy or a Foot now, and there's amazing GRs everywhere. Like just super nice Air Max 95s.
Yeah.
Like those Miami Vice 95s were sick. The Juventus 95 lookalike, which is on shelves everywhere at the moment, is amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we got to the point where there might just be a bit too many. It's too hard to get cut through now.
I've run out of spots for shoes.
Yeah, that's because you got a lot.
That's because you got maybe 600-700.
Yeah.
But then, like,
they got the trunk to put him in. Like,
that's what it, just give him to
but
the
then
neighbor.
The average kid, like, what's he buy? Like, if he's only got, like, one or two slots, does he buy the collab that everybody wants, or does he buy
GR? Can he get that collab? Like, is he going to wait 3 days
kids
in line?
Have no problem spending more money for shoes now. They don't...
How many Balenciaga Triple S's I see?
Yeah, kids don't buy retail anymore. Like, now they go, how much do you get it for
that
retail?
That sneaker store in the city always got people in it.
The market has to be fragmented, though. There can't be...
No.
Not every sneaker kid can afford to drop like, $2,000
like, on. Exactly.
We couldn't. Like,
no, shit no.
That's what I don't understand. Like, I mean, you're in, like, buying or whatever. Like, I think the market from, especially even 10 years ago, is totally different, has a total different kind of spectrum as far as what the kind of capital is that a person has in the market. Like, I don't kind of... It totally changed. Like, I don't understand the new... Like, you know, I stopped collecting 10 years ago. And I collected probably from early 2000s, 3, 4, 5, to kind of whatever, like for 10-ish years. But the most I spent on a pair of shoes was $450. Mm. And they were the Stash BWs.
Yeah.
Like, but I couldn't fathom spending more... Like, to cross the $500 line for us...
Yeah.
In the day, like sneaker, like Freak of Four
Frank,
days.
Frank, you were insane. You were the guy that only this time last year said you only needed one watch.
That's what, my other watches were cheap.
Nah, see?
Yeah, but I'm also an adult.
Times
But no, but you know, when you're in your mid-30s, you might buy a few watches, but being 19 and spending multiple thousands of dollars, like... This watch cost me $700.
We had like a few pairs of shoes where kids don't do that now. They just buy.
You reckon they've only got like.
No, one... they like we could have.
You reckon they've got less than
back then we
more.
Could have like 20 pairs, 30 pairs. Kids don't have 20, 30 pairs now. They have like six.
And they're all like $1,000 each.
Is that kind of what you think?
That's what they do.
I think it's a mix. I think like so. I'll address the marketplace question second. I think so. The very first sneaker con, I was painting for G-Shock. You came and I was sick as shit. I was sick
sick
I was
as
so
shit,
ill.
Right?
Yeah. That was a really tough
I thought you meant you were like really
no,
cool.
No, I was really,
so sick,
I was
man.
Really, really ill.
And it's cool because kids would come up and like, how do you do this? And like,
and I'm like,
your nose is drooling.
I was I legitimately was second day flu. I was super temperature. I was real ill. And a kid came up to me. I'm like, do you have a good day? He's like, yeah. His kid's like 13, 14. He's like, I already spent $2,000. I'm like, what the fuck? Where are your parents?
Like, you're like, hands up.
Yeah, like,
I'm gonna get wanna buy a watch,
buddy?
Yeah.
It was just crazy. And then, like, watching these kids trade it. Like,
phenomenal.
So they trade it as a commodity. It's borderline gambling for these kids. Like, they'll go in the raffles, get it, trade it. right. and like try and work their money up until they cash it out.
Wear it two or three times and sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Because, yeah. like, I mean, that's a common thing now, right? People buying a shoe, getting the Instagram photos, getting the likes, and moving it on.
Absolutely.
Right.
And then the second part of your question is, I think, which is kind of alluding to the reason we got on this topic, which was the question, is that there's so many sneaker releases every week. I feel like the diehard has his appetite appeased by collaborations, right? So what that does
and
is...
And then selecting within that group as well, right?
Yeah, and then the wider marketplace, however, is then bereft of the guy who would walk into a Foot Locker and buy a GR Jordan.
Yeah.
So how do you actually sell that product? That's what's harder.
Right.
How do you sell the...
The standard ass
the release. Everyday... Like, the shoes that are in Hype or Foot or JD's or Platy or whatever, the Iconic that are really good shoes... How do you sell them to everyday punters? That's the hard part.
You sell it to a guy in shorts and a fanny pack and a singlet.
Yeah, like I think your market.
You know what I'm
is...
talking about? You go in, you see them. They always buying the Sick Runners, bro.
Yeah. MX Plus.
I would say the market sits like under 20-ish years old, and then above 30-ish years old. Like it'd be dads. Wouldn't it be like people buying the GRs or like young kids who just.
And
their parents walk them in.
Women and girls.
Yeah, right.
Adidas.
Or their parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Adidas have done it correctly. Like, in the beginning.
They did the
Ultra Boost.
Yeah.
Like, nobody could get it.
Yeah.
And then, now, everyone can have it. And like...
Yeah, but they can't sell a shoe at the moment.
No, they can't sell a shoe at the moment. But they did that with the NMD, same thing.
Yeah.
Now they're doing it with the Yeezy, same thing.
Yeah.
Right?
But then you've got to hope something else takes off. Young one is never going to be a like massive volume driver.
Yeah, but he's got the 700 that's starting to pump out.
Yeah.
And he's got the 350 V3.
But I think the other major difference between like when the three of us would just be out the front of Provider on Greville Street in like 2003 to now is that it was unfathomable to us at the time where you would get the same 50 people at the same 50 like every release. Like we were at Dakota or... Provider or whatever.
People.
Yeah. It was the same bunch. It was the core 20 to 50 guys on the Sneaker Freak Forum. But the key thing is now the key driver for this footwear volume is girls. Like girls weren't rocking sneakers in 2002, 2003. Not to the same level. And if they were, it was Dunlop Volleys or Chucks.
Wasn't
or whatever.
Like legit kind of Lily Allen, like kind of starting, like re-emerging that trend.
Yeah, like, I don't know exactly what it is, but like I look around now and
Lily
Allen,
the girl that sang about lying on the wet spot.
Yeah.
She had a collab too, right? I'm pretty sure she did, but I guess she was a part of it. But for me, like you look at it now and you go, who buys the most Superstars? Girls. Who buys the most Vans Old School? Girls. Who buys the most Chucks? Probably girls. Like it's so the guy is having so much of his appetite and.
But do you feel like they're kind of like I would say they're more. A shoe I would see more on girls.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Generally, like, they're more kind of an effeminate... Not
because
effeminate,
they're used
but...
to wearing uncomfortable shoes. Those three.
But, like, a Chuck, that classic look, when you go kind of earlier than the 80s, I feel like that becomes more a feminine...
Yeah.
Or something that you know, the female demographic are attracted to. Like, I think guys want things from their childhood. They don't want to look cute, like... So they're going for the 90s looks or that.
Yeah,
kind of
late
80s
keep
looks.
Giving me more air, more up tempos, guys.
Yeah,
some CB34s. Yeah, I think so. I think like, and guys will wear like crazier shoes, but this enormous like trend for women's chunky footwear and how successful the Falcon was and all the Puma, like Thunder has been, I think proves just how much power females have.
What
in the sneaker
scene? Absolutely. They didn't release any more.
Thunder?
No, the Falcon.
Falcon, yeah, there's been a couple.
Have they?
I think so, yeah. I think there's been like 4 or 5 now.
Huh.
Yeah, but it's doing well. Like, I see it doing well. Like, apparently it sells pants off.
Well, I guess, I mean, generally what you're saying is just that sneakers are definitely way more permeated into the popular culture now across the board.
Yeah.
Like, and I think more, like Paul's saying, these kids now have only 3, 4, 5 pairs.
Mm.
I think it's because more kids in that kind of, you know, finishing school, kind of that age, want to be known around their friends as a kind of sneakerhead or, like, it's more... a social thing, whereas when we were wearing sneakers, people were like, why are your shoes purple?
Yeah, like, I know, yeah. And it's so funny now.
So I think that's it's real popular
No one makes fun of you like you're Imelda Marcos anymore.
I grew up, everyone calling me Imelda Marcos.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened for the best part of 6 or 7 years.
Now it's like, oh my God, you have so many sneakers.
Everybody
take a photo?
Does, yeah.
Take a photo, show my friends.
Yeah, people are like, oh, you only have 30 pairs. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I remember like people used to come into Nike when I was working there and they'd be like, can you tell my son he's got 5 pairs of shoes and that's like 4 too many? I'm like, you picked the wrong person. I got 150. But yeah, I think that's very true.
Actually, I remember you selling me like one of my first kind of pairs of shoes that I got into. Like,
really?
There were Jordan Lowe's and they were dark blue and white at the factory.
Yeah.
When you were there.
That was, they were good days.
Back in like maybe 03.
I have the giant swoosh off the side of the Smith Street factory store in my garage.
Shit.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
It's been there. I've had it since it shut down 8 years ago. I don't know. Oh, I had it in storage for five, six years.
It'd be bigger than your wall.
I walked past the factory today. It's a Dan Murphy's. And it made me sad. I walked in and I was like...
You get all the feels, don't you? You're like, oh, man.
The amount of ACG just awesomeness that I got there. Unbelievable.
I could do... We could do a whole Smith Street podcast. Oh, God. Yeah.
Did Brendan you always do what I... yeah. And I never bothered with the top floor. I always walked straight down...
No one did. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Into the pit.
Into the pit.
On the back wall.
It was just me, like, super hungover. Paul, I told you not to come until 2.
And me stealing laces.
It's like, don't you want to see what's up here? No, fuck up here. Let's go downstairs.
And then I'd just be like, oh, go out the back for you, Paul.
Where's the sample table?
When the Foot Patrol stabs came out,
yeah.
There weren't SBs, they were Dunks. And they had like a golf kind of theme. And they had the perfect baby blue laces. Mm. And you had them there.
Yeah.
And everyone came in and wrapped
those things. Yeah, I know.
And I got a pair, of course.
Did you go to the sample sale on the weekend?
Huh?
The employee store?
Or oh, no. Nah. I don't live there.
I think they opened.
Don't cross the streams.
Because they're moving. They're moving, so they had a
sale. Yeah. No, I didn't. No. You probably would have cleaned up.
Everybody knows we cleaned up years ago.
Yeah.
So, like, nothing.
Oh, man. The things that we used to get, like when you tell people, hey, yeah, we got 2 blue Jordan 3s for $40. And then, like, we got them on the back wall, so they were 30% off that. And then
unbelievable. Yeah.
All the patters.
Bread 3s, the green patters.
Yeah, the green patters were there.
Tons of them.
Oh, yeah. Patter 95, the Para 95s.
Meter 95s?
Yeah, Meter 90s. Oh, so I still have them in my garage.
Yeah,
They're so good.
I remember spending like 10 minutes just staring at them being like, should I?
Yeah.
I didn't. I probably should have.
The amount of shoes I bought there would be outrageous. I think I bought at least 200 pairs of shoes at the time.
Not to mention the if it's faulty, if the air pops, bring it back policy.
So my favorite air popped policy story of all time is no secret that I don't have an art history. I kind of learned how to paint by doing graffiti. They used to call me every time there was like a junkie or someone that was super aggressive.
Right.
They'd be like, get Fabris. I'm like, this is bullshit. Because I could talk to anyone and I'd be like, I can just swear and like deal with this. That's no problem. Hey, fucking, how you doing, man? Like, whatever. And
you're pretty non-assuming back then, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You were a little kid.
Yeah, I know. I was. I think when I got my job there, I was 18.
Yeah.
I think I just turned 18 because I was working at Target and I quit Target to go
there. Yeah, right. Because I remember Taryn over you then.
Yeah.
You just like kind of like, oh.
Yeah, I know. Just in the
corner.
Take those laces, sir.
You're going to stop me taking those baby blue
laces. And this kid walks in. He would have been like 20, 22. Just racked off his face.
And it's Smith Street as well.
It's Smith Street. Or the bed. So we used to get... I'll get back to that story, but this is turning into like a Billy Connolly thing where he never finishes the story that he starts with.
Yeah.
We used to get all the guys who got out of lockup in the morning. They'd be in the tombs in the city after serving like serious time. They'd go in the city to be bailed out.
Right.
So they do 10, 15, 12, whatever years, go into the city in the tombs to get bailed out. And then they're free in the city, right? So they jump on the fucking tram and come to Smith Street. First thing they do is go to the factory store and I have to call the bondsman on the phone and be like, yeah, we got John here. John 12, we told him he just did 12 years for aggravated assault. Thank you for sending him to Smith Street, buddy. Yeah. He needs to know if he can have the $180 pair of Air Max Pluses. And the bail bondsman will go, time to get fucking $50 shoes and hang up. And I'm like, oh no, I don't know what to do. Because they have like actual like prison checks. Right. Like they'd have to like
They don't actually have cash holder.
No, exactly. So this one guy came in one day and he was buying shoes that were way too loud. And it was a go get Matt situation because this guy was super aggressive. Right. Dropping C-bombs, F-bombs every 2 seconds. Like stay away. So I just got to him and go, hey man, what's happening? Like just chatting. And he's like, oh, I don't much. Everyone else who works here is a F and C, whatever. And I'm like, jeez. I'm like,
well, it's true.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I'm just hungover, man. So let's just talk shit, like whatever. And
Wait, when you say C, you mean cunts, right?
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate that, really. I appreciate that very much. Remember, this goes to American. That's still very offensive over there.
We're Australian, mate.
Yeah, exactly. It's got a term of endearment here. So anyway, this guy, I'm like, look, I'm not going to tell you what to do, man. But like, for the sake of it, they're like two or three sizes way too big for you. And he goes, yeah, I know how to fit my fucking shoes. And I'm like, all right, whatever makes you happy, dude. Just, you know, doing my piece, you know, got to do my job. And he's like, yeah, that's fine. I go, so why, out of curiosity then, like, why are you buying shoes that are too big? He goes, when you get into fights in prison, people step on your feet. If your shoes are too big, you can slip your feet out to get away. And I'm like, genius. Low-key genius. Good for you. Not till like 3 hours later did I realize he was buying shoes in the anticipation of going back to jail. I was like, oh, well played. So anyway,
did they let you keep your sneakers when you go to jail?
I don't know, apparently. I don't know. Maybe in the tombs, like in the lockup, but...
Yeah, right. Don't you wear the slippers?
Yeah. Well, you get the no chucks laces. With no laces. Yeah, you thanks, Run DMC. No but anyway, so this kid, like, we had a pop air test. Man, now it's me dragging it out. And I got up to the counter, and this 20-odd-year-old who's just racked off his face is like, fucking Air Max 95s are popped. And I'm like, all right. Give them here. I'm like, yeah, they are.
Shoe, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Number one outsole in crime scenes in America. But it's because the Air Max Plus is the same outsole. Yeah. Anyway, well, very similar at least. And so I'm like, oh, yeah, man. Like, the whole fucking side slip. Like, what? And he goes, yeah, I did it on Track Rocks. I'm like, thanks, buddy. Thank you. Yeah, no one's believing that. And I'm pretty sure you're not going to, like, complain about that. Like, I'm like, dude, seriously, like, after doing that for years, I know for a fact a rock is not going to slice your MX 95. You could have done better. Like, and anyway, the dude threw a massive tantrum, but I always remember it because he was like, I sliced him on Track Rocks. I'm like, that's just not possible. Like, this is not possible.
Track raises.
The one thing I wanted to finish with is like,
was this person Brendan?
It wasn't Brendan. No. It wasn't Brendan. Brendan always just came in and went, do you have any weird ACG stuff? He always bought,
he's
like,
the one who took it all.
Terra Certiges and like all the like, what do you call it? Oh, anyway, all
I still love that Brendan the was the last shoes. Customer ever.
Yeah.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. And he kept the receipt.
Yeah.
Good on him.
I went in the day after it got cleared out and I got the big swoosh and some of the mannequins and stuff, which I ended up getting rid of recently because I was going to use them when I was having when I was making apparel and stuff.
Right.
Fuck, that place was huge when there was nothing in it. It was massive. I bought a skateboard in and just like went up and down the ramp.
Yeah.
The Air Jordan 33, do you know much about it? Like, we've talked about Performance Jordan on here a few times.
You know what? He hates it. I hate it. He likes it.
I don't
I really like it.
I think it's like...
It's supposed to look like a Jordan 3. Yeah, but why who cares? No. Why don't you fucking chicken out? No, why don't you pussy out? You did the fucking...
You know why? You know why they pussied out? And I interrupted you before you dropped some more mad swear words. It's because the 31 looked too much like the Jordan 1.
That's what's
and
the point.
The 32 looked
too much.
Too much
like a 32.
You know what happened? I was like, if they put cement print on this, I'm out.
Yeah, forget it.
I'm out. And they didn't, thank God. It's supposed to be influenced by not design.
But it's
got the arc at the back.
Exactly. Isn't influenced
and
by
it's got the
three.
Stitching
yeah,
around
there's
the
design
toe.
Lines and design cues, the there heel, is. The heel
but,
counter.
I mean, I didn't, because I'm not super up to date, like, I didn't know it was supposed to be inspired by the three.
Yeah.
And I just saw it and
I thought they gave up on it.
It's
still inspired.
I just thought that's
by
a decent basketball shoe. I haven't really liked many basketball shoes that have come out. Like, the LeBrons I'm not a big fan of, just generally speaking.
Yeah.
Like, but I thought that was a pretty decent looking.
Mm.
Like, I would buy it.
The dragon ones.
Mm. The one that looks like a giant from
the battle. Battle.
I think that's called a cunt.
No. This episode's getting flagged on iTunes.
They only checked the first few episodes. Now you can
know. We didn't swear. Me and I had Laurie on at the time. I'm like, oh, we can't swear. They checked the first two episodes.
Now you can say cunt. Cunt.
No, stop. Don't you done that before? No, we don't have that.
Isn't it weird how in Australia you say cunt and it's fine, but if you say the F word, it's like
not the fuck the other one.
Yeah.
Bundle of sticks one is terrible. The Eminem made a mistake with that recently. But,
oh, really? He did?
Yeah.
He
called Tyler one on his new album. Anyway.
It sounds so harsh now.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah.
Because it's got that, that old school.
Did you see the South Park episode about it where they made everyone who rides a motorbike?
No.
Oh, it's hilarious. Anyway, back to the Jordan 33, because that is about as far from that as we can get.
Bundle of sticks, Jordan 33.
No laces. So the thing I like about the Jordan, like the latest Jordan.
Can you say Kofta, though?
No, you can't.
No.
No, you can't, Paul.
Because Monkey Magic used to say it all the time.
Yeah, I know. And the kids' cigarette lollies used to be called fads. There's all kinds of problems with that.
They're fads now.
They're not cigarettes anymore. They're just musk sticks.
Kids don't want to have that.
Well, you can't even assume someone's gender, so...
No, you can't. They're non-binary.
Apparently you shouldn't say that women fall pregnant anymore. You should just say that people are pregnant.
Anyway, back to the Jordan 33.
You've been listening to too much Joe Rogan, Paul.
I love Joe Rogan.
Look, that's where I started keto, okay?
Bless that man. I literally was watching Joe Rogan's latest podcast like half an hour before he started this.
Yeah, yeah.
I watch him on YouTube. Someone edits Joe Rogan watching the internet. Yeah. It's a series of videos of him watching clips on all the podcasts that he does.
Getting that poor Jamie guy to like...
Poor Jamie.
My YouTube feed right now is Khabib vs. Conor and everything.
We'll do that at the end. We'll do that at the end. Okay. Anyway, we have to finish the Jordan 33 thing. Right. And this has already gone 23 minutes over.
So they're good, Paul's wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, they're amazing. The fast fit, or what do they call it? Fast Fit system is awesome. The fact that they've got a transparent...
Have you tried it?
No, not yet. But
both are wrong. You said the React was going to be the big shit. It's dead.
What do you mean?
Do you remember the Nike React? You said
it was
that
huge.
Was...
It was huge. The life cycle of footwear doesn't last like it did.
It's different.
It's not the same.
You're not getting an Air Max 1 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
No, but it wasn't even
an Ultra Boost. Or a 95. Or a 96.
Or a Roshi Run.
It was supposed to be the Ultra Boost Killer.
Or a Free Run.
Was it an Ultra Boost Killer? No, it wasn't. It wasn't even a Roche Run. Really?
No, I still think it was pretty massive.
It was probably bigger than the Roche, I think.
Yeah.
What? Are you saying...
Oh, it's not bigger than the Roche. No, if you actually, like, if you had, like, some insight into the numbers.
No.
And that's not, like, not a crack. But, like, when you see the volume, like, when you hear the volume that they pushed in that, it was unbelievable. Right.
Every man in his donkey had a Roche.
Unbelievable, yeah. Just unbelievable. But, anyway, the transparent panel underneath, where it actually shows you the check system, is so sick.
Yeah.
But the whole point of having the new Jordans for me is, like, that's where Nike's testing ground. That's where all the crazy shit goes. And I love that they're doing that again. That's the whole point of a Jordan for me, is that it's supposed to be like the latest Jordan. Yeah. And I hated that era of like Jordan design where it was like, let's make sure people can wear it off the court too. That's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be the most fucking basketball shoe you can make. And then if that's popular 10 years down the track, dope. But make sure it looks like a basketball shoe. It's super high performance. And I can't wait to try it.
Wait, do you think the Jordan is the flagship basketball shoe now?
From a performance standpoint and an innovation standpoint, yes.
No, I would think
the LeBron. No, I don't think so. I think what the Jordan has done with the 33 is far superior to what they've done with the LeBron 16.
Yeah, because the LeBron...
You know what? There's not even Flyknit on this. There's none of that shit. We are making a crazy basketball shoe.
The 2010... Jordan shoe had a fucking window in
it. Yeah, but that's my point, is like they lost their way. And LeBron's lost their way too. If you think about like LeBron 2, 3, 4, like it went crazy. Then like LeBron, like 11 looked like it was supposed to be worn by a Transformer.
But wasn't that all tech? It had like...
No, it's bullshit. It's bullshit tech. It's
all that Zoom.
Yeah, it's bullshit tech. It's like, look at me, I'm fancy. Like, and then LeBron now has gone back into, let's make sure our shoes are as crazy like tech as possible. Tech. But Jordan to me is like, at least to me, is like always supposed to be the number one, and that's why this shoe's so cool to me, because it shows like they're taking a dip at something new. They're trying.
Feels like they're really embracing that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like pushing the tech right to the
edge. I love it.
I don't, because all right, 33 might have a little bit of tech. 32 had no tech in it. 31 had no tech in it.
This thing's crazy. This is a shoe that takes 5 years of development.
Shit, I can't even remember what the 30 looked like.
But here's the other thing. It's the 33 for the 2018-19 season.
Right.
It's designed with that space aesthetic, and it's 50 years since the moon landing. So, like, I was like, oh, it all ties together really nice.
Allegedly.
This isn't the Stanley Kubrick thing, is it?
Okay, if you want to talk about Kubrick.
we need to do that podcast too. The Clockwork Orange I watch regularly. And my girlfriend just watched Shining for the first time.
A Clockwork Orange regularly?
Yeah.
Isn't that a downer?
I don't know. Clockwork really Orange? Like it.
No, it's not a down. So. Well,
yes, but
you might like it. It depends. The system wins.
Yeah,
yeah, but that whole rape middle
is very challenging. There's a couple of very challenging scenes.
And the fact that such an old movie is still challenging. Yeah, like the fact that in The Shining still works.
Yeah,
100%.
My girlfriend had never watched it. We watched it the other week, and she loved it.
Yeah.
So right,
stop talking about Kubrick.
We'll actually do a movie episode.
Do you ever watch something and you go, oh, they're referencing The Shining, and everyone goes, what?
No.
And that makes me angry. I'm like, what do you mean, what?
Yeah. I think, I will say it happens more than people realize with The Shining.
Or when somebody says, oh yeah, I've seen The Shining, but they don't mean the Jack Nicholson one. They mean that...
The TV one?
The TV one.
Who's seen that?
Have you watched Room 327?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like, it's stupid. At it the starts start, good. You're kind
of like, yeah, okay, this is interesting. Some theories. And then it's just... Yeah, it's like some dude talking
in the picture. I was like, oh, get out of here.
But just like, it's like some dude driving and talking. And yeah. Like, it's unbelievably bad.
Okay, so we've gone long. Let's just quickly spend 2 minutes on the Khabib versus Conor theme, Paul. Because we've got to talk.
I thought we already talked about WWE.
Yeah. So, thoughts?
They don't know the suspension rate yet.
Not yet, no.
I really think Khabib's going to get at least a year.
Khabib, you think Khabib's going to get hit? I think the Dolly situation is 10 times worse than Khabib going into the crowd, but it wasn't during a sanctioned fight, which is the problem.
It's so... I think when you jump
into the crowd, it's from a MMA standpoint, it's worse than throwing the Dolly into the bus.
You think so? It's happened before.
The potential of a riot is bad.
Huge. Brendan Schaub was saying like he wasn't got Schaub. Was yeah, he wasn't remember, going because yeah. he was so worried
when,
about
punching. Have they jumped into the crowd before?
Nick Diaz did it, or Nick Diaz jumped into the octagon.
Yeah,
because he punched on in the octagon with
between
Mayhem
the Irish
Miller.
And the Russians.
Oh
right?
Crazy. Yeah, so there were spot fires everywhere. It kind of it's Conor's fucking coach who started it, and then Conor belted Khabib's brother or training partner in the ring.
The brother deserved that.
100%.
Because the brother.
Oh like, wait, the one who's up on the edge of the ring.
Yeah, Conor's up on the ring, right? And then the brother's like standing up there, staring down at him. He probably didn't notice, turned across, seen the brother, and just punched him.
Because
what was the brother doing up there?
To be fair,
anyway?
He just tapped too. He like, you know what I mean?
But and what was the brother doing up there anyway?
He might be a little
anyway?
Exhausted.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the brother was like, I was up there. What were you doing up there?
The whole thing was cool.
I mean, the UFC is...
You were up there chasing Conor around.
It's
right?
an American sport or entertainment sport. Like, I understand that Khabib's pissed off, insulted, but he's coming into a culture... A business that has a culture. Mm. Like, you look at like any business. You don't come into any business and then try and enforce your culture into that business.
Yeah.
I like that halfway through the fight, even Conor's like, dude,
this is just business. And Khabib's on top of him punching him in the face. Well, let's talk now.
Oh,
like,
man.
Such a gangster thing. Like, he's punching him in the face.
One guy's like, I'm just trying to make money. And the other guy's like,
I just want to rearrange your face.
You got to think about it.
He's from Dagestan.
You made $2 million. You never made $2 million a fight before.
Yeah.
Why do you think that's the case?
Well, he's about to make $5 on his next rematch. Because the thing is, I've got to say, and to your cultural point, though, I will say, what was different about this is that they used all what is essentially criminal activity to promote the fight, which was storming of the fucking bus and all that shit. And look, the reality of that situation now boils down to this. If the Dolly hit Rose Namajunas in the head, he'd be in jail.
Right.
But it was fucking 1 meter back because the bus was reversing. Michael Chiesa and Ray Borg get hit. No one gives three fifths of a fuck. And Conor gets off a federal case. If Rose Namajunas has a scar down the side of her head because a window shattered on her, Conor would be in jail.
Do you know what? I don't think Conor meant to break the window. I think he threw it. I think he threw it. Because he threw it wheels first. It hit and he was like...
Do you think he's thinking? He was clearly coked out of his balls.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good throw.
Yeah, wasn't it? But then the problem was, to your point, is that if you use that to promote the fight, you're building a culture of that level of frustration and animosity into this fight, which is making it something different to what you typically promote.
Yeah, it's real
and
grudge
Khabib
stuff.
Was already a guy that doesn't fuck with that life.
Not at all.
So you're making it 10 times worse. And then when you call his fucking dad a terrorist and shit, when he's from Dagestan, like, some people don't play.
There's some fucking shady people on Khabib's side. Like,
I know. I've watched those videos too.
Unbelievable.
What I don't understand
and
is Conor, why...
Conor was calling them out at the
press conference
as well, like, straight up. Like,
I know.
Why is everyone blaming Conor for starting it when Khabib started it?
By jumping out of the octagon?
No, Khabib started it.
You mean before the bus?
Like, why was Conor there in the first place? Khabib slapped.
Khabib's training partner slapped Lobov.
No, Khabib slapped it. It's in the video.
Oh, okay.
So Khabib started it anyway. So why is he? Yeah, why is everyone upset? But and blaming Khabib?
That's some
school.
Yeah,
all I know is that I slapped Lobov. I got $7 million, bitch.
That's true.
And now everybody in the world knows who his name is.
But the thing is, this is what they're going to do. They're going to...
Rematch for sure.
Well, no.
If you want to be a gangster, do it in Russia.
They're going to...
Ah, Nah, they're not going to do it.
I bet it's the greatest thing of all time.
No, but there's zero chance.
Khabib?
6 months.
Take his belt?
6 months.
Mm.
Do a fight between Tony Ferguson and Conor McGregor.
No one wants to see... I want to see that because I love Tony Ferguson. And he's a psychopath. He did 4 months of his own rehab on his knee.
And build his own fucking
training.
This isn't
a sneaker podcast. We're fucking idiots. But if they're lucky,
he was wearing shoes.
If they're lucky...
for his training.
Yeah, not in the ring.
Look, if they're lucky, Conor comes back like normal because he was a bit weird this fight anyway.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't look quite himself.
If he comes back, he wins the belt. Now he's got Khabib's belt, technically.
Mm.
And then Khabib comes back. And then they do a rematch. Conor wins on points, Nate Diaz style.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they have the third fight in Russia.
Yeah. It has to be like... It's like some Rocky III shit. Yeah. Like, that is just crazy.
Because I was telling my sister that Rocky has parallels to real life. She's like, how? I'm like, Rocky's Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
He's rich.
I've said that too. Yeah.
He's rich and shit. And fucking Khabib's Mr. T. And then my sister's watching it.
Is he
like,
Ivan Drago?
Yeah. But I meant like, you know how Mr. T's like coming from the... No, Mr. T's like coming from the... like he's undefeated.
Yeah, I know, but I was
he's hungry.
Rush, right?
He's poor.
Look.
And then my sister's watching it going, wait, did Khabib kill Conor McGregor's goat? And I'm like, No.
We're going too far. He just went to jiu-jitsu coach.
Does Khabib have another chance?
And you know what? I don't think Khabib can beat Dylan Danis.
Yeah, he probably can.
Dylan Danis is a better grappler.
Jiu-jitsu, not maybe grappling. Who knows? I'm not that much of an expert.
Because Dylan Danis is like... Isn't
amazing jiu-jitsu, right?
Yeah, but he's no gi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So he's got a decent advantage.
World champion. Two-time world champion, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. All I know is that the double, like whatever gorilla jump thing is the greatest. Like,
the Finn Balor.
Like, yeah, the Finn Balor.
Coup de grade.
That's exactly what I thought when I saw the steal. Like, and Joe Rogan posted it. It was iconic. All I could think of was Finn Balor.
Yeah,
I was like, it's fucking Finn Balor.
Unfortunately, he missed and then he ate
he
one
got
in the
hit,
face.
Yeah. It's still like, regardless, like, of all the shit. Fuck me, it looked great. It is a great photo.
I just like when he climbed over the fence. The security guard was like, oh, fuck, I'm in trouble now.
Yeah, yeah, just let him slide. Yeah. All on that note, thank you very much for coming through, Paul and Frank. We'll upload this tonight.
Well, before do you think in the second fight, Conor McGregor's still going to talk shit?
Yes.
Of course.
Of course he is. That's his brand.
Never,
he has to.
Right.
He'd be like, three of your goons jumped in and they couldn't knock me out. It's exactly
from
what
behind,
four motherfuckers couldn't take me down. My jiu-jitsu coach punched you in the face. He's got so much material.
Yeah.
I'm here. My boys are here. You're all suspended. You see, 50 offered him $2 million to go to fucking Bellator as well. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, of course. I just gave you Connor's first speech.
I just wish he would going to break his face like he promised.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rearrange his
he
face.
He gave it a go.
But I got to say, when Connor broke, like, basically kayfated and just goes... This is just business, man. At the end of the second, I'm like, you've lost. You just turned your back. You lost.
Yeah, yeah.
But even at the start, he did the
strong
did
style.
The Will Mike Tyson thing where he's staring you in the eye and Conor McGregor's just like looking around.
Yeah.
He doesn't want this.
He didn't want it. He was in there and like, oh,
yeah,
no.
He definitely wasn't thirsty.
No.
Couldn't he have fought somebody
he
else?
He just wants to survive.
Yeah. After a two-year layoff.
But does Conor ever, is he ever thirsty again? I don't. Like,
he's got $100-something million.
He doesn't need to fight.
I don't know how much he's blew
well,
up his
it's
nose.
Just.
Yeah.
It's just his. It's just to kind of keep
character.
His brand up.
Yeah.
And like, he's Teflon now. It's like
yeah.
a professional wrestler. Once
but,
you
but
get
made...
up there, he can lose and lose and lose. And he's not
yeah. well, he's,
Ronda Rousey.
Here's his thing, right? He's had five super fights. He's 2-3.
Mm.
I've said,
that's
I said
thing.
To my mates.
He's
said,
still the biggest draw.
This was a whiskey promotional tour.
Yeah.
That's what this was.
Absolutely.
Doesn't he make like 40 something million for this?
Something crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Endorsements, all that shit.
Thanks, guys.
No worries.